The Gemara on Daf Chaf Gimel on the Bay says, Harogla b'ner havele bonim talmid chachamim. Somebody who is Rogla b'ner, and Rashi says, Harogla b'ner means both as far as Neiros Shabbos are concerned and Neiros Chanukah are concerned, that person will have children who are talmid chachamim. And the Mefarshim explain, I saw from the Maritz, that he explains why indeed is there a schus that someone who is a Rogla b'ner has children, Talmid Chachamim. So he explains 2 points. Because first he asks, why does the Gemara use a Lashon of HaRogla b'ner? Shouldn't the Gemara have used the wording of Hazar b'ner, someone who's careful? What's the Lashon of HaRogla b'ner? So one explanation he gives is that a person who has the Neiros Shabbos on the table and he sits by the table, and every Friday night he sits by that table with the Shabbos candles on. So maybe during the week he's very busy with all sorts of different occupations that we are busy with all week long. But Shabbos, Friday night, he puts on those Neiros Shabbos and he sits by the Shabbos table. He doesn't run away from that Shabbos table. And he sits by that Shabbos table and says Divrei Torah and sings Mirois and spends time with his family in a constructive way. That's the chinuch that will bring to a child that you will have children who are Talmidei Chachamim. But he says another pshat. He says the pshat is that what is required for success with chinuch of our children is harogel b'ner, every Friday night. It's not just enough to be careful, but it has to be harogel, that he concentrates on the ner. He concentrates on the lesson that the Neiros Shabbos bring. And the person who concentrates indeed on that lesson that the Neiros Shabbos bring, such a person will have children ha-tomid chachamim. But I saw that the Sefer Ben Yoyada actually takes this concept even a step further, and it's very gishmak in Pshat and Al Gemara. He says there are very few mitzvahs that both the husband and wife participate together. Neir Shabbos is one of those mitzvahs. Neir Shabbos is a mitzvah where the husband and wife both participate in the mitzvah. As the halacha is, the husband has to prepare the candles. As we perhaps see under certain circumstances, the husband also lights the candles. And therefore, the husband participates. And of course, the mitzvah of Hadlokas Neiris is one of the mitzvahs that were given to the women, as we will discuss shortly. So it's a mitzvah that has the husband and wife participating together. When you have a husband and wife, he says, participating together in the proper chinuch of their children, then they will indeed be zoicha to have children who are Talmid Chachamim. And actually, if we look in the Gemara here, on Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, it's very borne out. Because if we look at the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says that Rav Huna Avrogel, Dav Chol of Atanei Apiskah, the Rav Oven Nagra, he used to walk by the home are of Avin the carpenter, Chazadav Rogel Bashar Gituva, and he saw that he was very careful to put on candles. Amitre Gabri Rabri Nafamahacha. There will be 2 great people coming out of this family. And indeed, says the Gemara, Venafkimine Rav Idibar Oven, Rav Chibar Oven. Says the Gemara further, Rav Chizda Hav Rogel, Davacholif. V'tani apiskah de beinosh the Rav Shizbi. He used to walk by the home of the father of Rav Shizbi. Chazad avrogel b'shar gituva, and he saw that he too was careful to put on candles. Amagav rabbi nafik mahacha, a great person will come from this family, and indeed v'nafik my Rav Shizbi. And Tosfos right away asked the question. Tosfos seems to be asking the question, why? By the first story, does it say that two great people will emerge from this family, which indeed happened with Rav Idi Bar Oven and Rav Chiya Bar Oven. Yet in the second story, he only said, and indeed only one person, great person, emerged. So Tysus says, in the Tysus, the very maskal, Hoche Gersinen Chazadav Rigli B'Sharga, Pirish Habal Vaisha. In the situation where the husband and wife both contributed to the mitzvah of Hadlokas Neiris, Lakach Oma Trey Gavre Nafgimahacha. Two great people will come out. Ulkamon, but in the next story, Chazdav Regili Ish Levada, the husband didn't participate in the mitzvah of Hadlokas Neiris. Lakach Oma the Nafachad Gavre Abbas. Only one great person emerged from this family. And actually, the point that we made earlier is actually borne out in the wording of the Gemara. Because we look in the wording of the Gemara says, Haraga b'ner, havelei bonim tamid chachamim. Then the Gemara continues to saying, Hazor ben mezuzah, zoich l'deir nor, Hazor b'tzitzis, zoich l'talus nor, Hazocha, Hazor b'kiddush, zoich l'memale, gar b'yayin. So the Gemara, so Mepharshim asks, why by the halacha of Haraga b'ner does the Gemara use the wording that havenly, he'll have? In the other one, it says zoicha, he'll be zoicha. Why does the Gemara change the wording? So perhaps pshat is, there's a very big difference between the halacha of Neir Shabbos versus all the other mitzvahs. All the other mitzvahs are mitzvahs that you do once. You build a house, you put up a mezuzah. You buy a deged, you put on tzitzis. Kiddush, also, you make kiddush every Friday night. Neir Shabbos don't just represent that, fine, I put on Neir Shabbos Friday night, and therefore, zoicha, there'll be a schar that I'll get, that I'll have great children. It isn't that way. It's much more than that. What it means is, because Haraga b'ner, as we said earlier, Haraga b'ner means that you take the lesson of the ner. And by taking the lesson of the ner, and you don't just apply it, obviously, Friday night, but it becomes the way you mechanech your children. The husband and wife participate in teaching the children what is the proper way to live and learn. Then you'll have, even the children that you have, those children, it won't be a schar. It's not a schar. It's what happens when you give a proper chinuch. And that's why the Mishnah Brura in Simen Reish Samech Gimel Sif Beis says, Visa b'gemara, b'avazor b'nu tamid chachamim, if somebody is careful to light Shabbos candles, he'll have tamid chachamim. And therefore the Mishnah Brura continues and says, and we know this famous minik, Okay, Roy Shtaspali Isha Acha Shetigmar Hadlok of Abrocha. A woman should daven when she finishes lighting the candle and making the bracha. And the Mepharshim and the Paiskim will say that you have to be careful to, she has to be careful to light the candles, look at them as soon as she lights them in order that she should have some benefit from that. She yitn la Kadosh Baruch Hu Bonim Zecharim Me'irim B'Tayra. And she should daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that she should have good children. And the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Simen Ayin Hei Sif Beis says that a woman at that time who's having problems with raising her children, or she's having problem in having children, should daven at that time to have children. He says what should be also said at that time by such a woman, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, is what we say as the Haftorah of the first day of Rosh Hashanah in Shmuel Aleph Perek Beis, V'yorim Keren Meshichai. And of course, what's best is she should understand what she's saying. There are so many different Svarim that bring different skulois and brachos that the Neir Shabbos bring. The Zohar says that it brings long life, it brings Shalom to our homes. The Michas Elazar says it brings Parnasa Toiva. The Sedura Shal Shabbos teaches us that it takes away from us terrible midos, the midos of Kas and the midos of Machloikis. And the Yalkut Shemoni says that it brings about the Mashiach. And therefore, it's a very appropriate time to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Pasuk says, Be'urim Kabdu Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a special like, a special love for candles. And that's why the time, it's the right time to daven. The minig in Klal Yisrael is that women should give at that time tzedakah, because, again, the tzedakah is another schus that helps the woman's tefillos be niskabel. There are those that say specifically that tzedakah should be set aside for Eretz Yisrael to show that we love Eretz Yisrael, the people who live in Eretz Yisrael, the land of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all of it to be ma'ayr, to cause that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should feel that time, which is such an important time in a woman's life, to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that will cause that the woman's tefillos should be answered. And interestingly enough, I saw that not only can do the Neiros have the ability to bring this bracha to one having children, but I saw that it could even help in having good son-in-laws, because the Rashi here on in the Gemara that we're reading says that the Bei Nasha, the Gemara that we just read a moment ago, Rav Chizda have a rogel, they have a chol of a tana epischa, the Bei Nasha, the Rav Shizdi. And Rashi says, the Bei Nasha, Ikid Amri Aviv, that Rav Shizbi's father, Ikid Amri was Chamav, it was the father-in-law of Rav Shizbi. And how did someone have the schus to have a son-in-law who was a great Talmud Chacham? The way he was zoich to have a son-in-law who was a great Talmud Chacham was also by the wife, by them being so careful in lighting the Neir Shabbos properly. And in fact, the Shoyel Meshiv in a tshuva uses this to say that there was a question where a Rav passed away, and we know the halacha is that if a Rav passes away, his son has kedima, his son has first rights if he's worthy to become the Memala Mokim, to become the successor of his father. And there the issue that came up was that there was no son, or there wasn't a son worthy, but there was a son-in-law. And the question was, does a son-in-law have the same category, does the son-in-law have the same status as a son? And the Shoyel Meshiv used this Rashi as a raya, because here we see, says the Shoyel Meshiv, that the Neiros Shabbos work to make one successful with their children and with their children-in-law. So we see that children and children-in-law are actually to be considered in the same category. And the Rishonim already discuss how significant we are to consider the Neiros Shabbos. The Behag says that the mitzvah of lighting Shabbos candles is a mitzvah d'oraisa. It mitzvah lamed ches, he says, is the mitzvah of lighting Shabbos candles. And the Prima Gaudim also says that Ner, he quotes the Elyahu Rabbah, this is in Hilchas Chanukah, Simen Tov Reish Ayin Aleph, Sifkotin Aleph, where he quotes the Elyahu Rabbah that says, Ner Shabbos Dvar Torah. Many other Rishonim obviously don't follow that opinion, but certainly everybody agrees that it is a very significant mitzvah. The Prima Gaudim in Simen Reish Samech Dalid says that it's Medivrei Kabbalah. The Yireim says that it's a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, and the Pnei Shabbos quotes a piska zutrusa that says Kabbalah hoisa b'Yisrael mimei Moshe l'hadlik ner Shabbos. Going back to the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Klal Yisrael had this minig of lighting Shabbos candles. And of course, we know Ashloish Averis Hanoshim Mesav B'Sholos Leidosan. There are certain Averis that unfortunately cause women to die prematurely. Hadlokas Haner, not lighting the candle, is one of them. And on the other hand, by lighting candles, as we're learning, she brings so much bracha and hatzlocha to her family. In fact, the Rambam Paskins in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Hey, Halacha Aleph, the filoi ein loy ma yachol, even if somebody unfortunately doesn't have food to eat, shoyl ala psochim, he should collect money, v'lekeach shemen amadlik, in order to have candles to light Shabbos candles. And I saw that the Sefer Sharim Mitzion Ba'alocha brings a raya that the Or Sameach said, where does the Rambam take this halacha from? As we learn the Gemara now about the halachas of lighting Shabbos candles, nowhere in the Gemara do we see that there's a chiyuv to go so far to collect money, to collect staka in order to have Shabbos candles. So Or Sameach says a beautiful raya based on the Gemara that we learn now and we're going to explain. Because the Gemara says, Ner Beisoy is other from Ner Chanukah. That if somebody only has enough money to buy candles for Shabbos or to buy candles for Chanukah, the Gemara says that Ner Beisoy comes first. The Rambam Paskins, and we've explained in a previous year that Pesach of the Rambam, that Ner Chanukah, one should collect money, one is allowed to collect money in order to have Ner Chanukah. The reason, as we explained, is because the Rambam compares Ner Chanukah to Dalet Kaisis. And just like the halacha is that one is supposed to collect money even from Staka in order to have Dalet Kaisis, so too is the halacha that Ner Chanukah, which we explained, is similar to Dalet Kaisis because both of them represent Persume Nisa, recognizing Amuna and Bitochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now everything comes together, says Dor Sameach. If Ner Shabbos comes before Ner Chanukah, and Ner Shabbos the halacha, and Ner Chanukah was saying the halacha is just like by Dalet Kaisis, we collect money to have for Dalet Kaisis, so too do we collect money for Ner Chanukah. So if Ner Shabbos supersedes the Ner, if Ner Shabbos supersedes Ner Chanukah, certainly we understand when the Rambam says that we're allowed to collect money in order to have Ner Shabbos. But the question that comes up is, why indeed do we light the Ner Shabbos? And if we look in the Gemara here on Daf Chav Gimel, and then in Mitzvah Shem on Daf Chav Hey, we find that Rashi gives us seemingly conflicting explanations as to why we light the Ner Shabbos. Rashi here, Divrei Maskel and Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, Divrei Maskel Shalom Beisoy, says, V'hacham Rina L'kamon, he quotes the Gemara and Daf Chav Hey Amud Beis, V'tiznach Mishalim Nafshi, V'tiznach Mishalim Nafshi, says Rashi, Zu Adlekas Ner Shabbos, Shemneim Neisoy Mitztarin Leishu B'choshech. People don't want to sit in the dark. Because as we get into this shir, we have a very fundamental question. Here, as we've just explained, Haraga b'ner, Havelei b'nin tamid chachamim. The Gemara says that if you're careful to light Shabbos candles, you will have children who are tamid chachamim. And the obvious question is that one of the mitzvahs, which is so very accepted and practiced amongst Klal Yisrael, is Haraga b'ner, people lighting Shabbos candles. So if we learn our Gemara, we have a real question. If the Gemara says that Haragel B'ner, you're going to have children HaTamid HaChachamim, so that every Jewish child ought to be a Talmud Chacham. or almost every Jewish child, because aren't the candles lit in almost every Jewish home? How do we understand this? It must be that even though, Baruch Hashem, people are of course lighting the Shabbos candles, but to be zoicha to the bracha of Harag B'ner, Havle B'nin Talmidei Chachamim, you have to light them according to what the halacha prescribes. And to light them accurately according to what the halacha describes, we need to discuss the halachas of Hadlakas Neiris, which we will do in our coming shiurim. So as I just started quoting, Rashi here, Divrei Maskil Shalom Beisoy, says, V'hoch Amir L'kamon, V'tiznach M'shalom Nafshi, Zu Hadlakas Neir B'Shabbos, Shebnei Beisoy Mitztarim Leish B'choshech. So Rashi here says that the reason you should light the candles on Shabbos is that you should be able to sit in a light, nice home, light properly lit on Shabbos. But then Al Gemara quotes the story of the visa de Rabbi Yosef, the wife of the Rabbi Yosef, have a ma'akris or madlik slo, would light the Shabbos candles late. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Tanya lo yomish amar onan yoyim avamonosh laylo, malamich amar onan mashlam lamar eish, vamar eish mashlik lamar onan. So you can light even before it's dark, just like the amar eish came to Klal Yisrael in the midbar before it's dark. Sovulak duma, so she wanted to start lighting the candles even earlier. You may not do it too early or you may not do it too late. And Rashi says, why shall I yagdim? If you light the candles too early, it won't be obvious that you're lighting them for Shabbos. So here Rashi seems to be taking a different approach in understanding why you light Shabbos candles. Because you want to light Shabbos candles to show it's Shabbos, and therefore the Gemara says that you shouldn't light them too early. There's an obvious question, which perhaps we'll be able to address as we get into the shir, is we're talking about the wife of Rabbi Yosef. How did the wife of Rabbi Yosef not light the Shabbos candles properly? She must have been a great woman. Where was her husband, Rabbi Yosef? I did see that there are those that explain that the reason Rabbi Yosef didn't say anything to her is because we find in Shas that Rabbi Yosef was blind. But Pasha Pshat, how did she come to make this mistake that every Jewish woman knows to light the Shabbos candle at the proper time? If we look at Rashi and Daf Chaf Hei Amabez, where the Gemara says, Hadlokas Ner B'Shabbos Chayva, so Rashi says, Kavod Shabbos Hu, it's a Kavod Shabbos, She'ein Sudach Shuvah El B'Makam Or. So Rashi seems to say that the reason you light the Shabbos candles is because of Kavod Shabbos, not because it's more enjoyable to sit in the light. Rashi says it's a Kavod Shabbos to light Shabbos candles. So we seem to have here in Rashi a conflict. What is pshat in lighting the candles? Is it because you want to have an Oynik Shabbos, and where it's light, it's more enjoyable to eat where it's light? We know that Klal Yisrael, when they complained about the man, the reason they complained about the man was because they didn't really see the food. We know the man, you could taste whatever you wanted it to taste like, but you didn't see it. And therefore, it wasn't so geschmack. And therefore, you're supposed to eat where it's light, where it's more enjoyable to eat. The Shibuli Leket, in fact, quotes a medrash. The medrash says, "V'lechem baboika lizboya." When can you be satiated when you eat? When it's baboika, when you can see what you eat. So we don't know we really haven't been able to understand what is the source and the reason we have to light Shabbos candles. If we aren't clear what Rashi says, we have even more of a difficulty as we approach the Rambam. The Rambam says in Perek Chamishi of Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Aleph, Hadlokas Ner B'Shabbos Ein Rishus, Imrotzim Madlik, Imrotzim Madlik, Ein Madlik. You don't have the option if you do want to or don't want to. However, V'loy mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah either. Sheina chayiv lirdav achrei, you don't have to chase after the mitzvah. Achi yasenu kigana ruvich atzeres on atilus yadayim. Lachila, you're not allowed to eat without washing. El zechayva. And continues the Rambam. Ve'echer anoshim ve'echer anoshim chayiv liyos v'bateim ner dolu k'shabbos. Everybody has to have a candle on Shabbos. Afilu ein loy mayoychel. Even a person doesn't have what to eat. Shoyel al psochim. He should go ask v'shloike shemen madlik. As a ner. And here the Rambam says, shezeh b'chlal oynik Shabbos. So Rambam here is very clear that what is the purpose of lighting Shabbos candles? Because it's an oynik Shabbos to have a house to eat where it's light. But then we look in the Rambam and Perik Shloishim of Hilchos Shabbos. And the Rambam writes in Halacha Aleph. And he says, Arba Dvarim Nemru B'Shabbos, Shnayim Min HaTorah V'Shnayim M'Divrei Sofrim, Tua M'Darais and Tua M'Darabonim, which were Mufuroshim Ayidei Nevi'im, which were explained through the Nevi'im, Shvetorah, what is the Chiv Daraisa Zohar V'Shomer, V'Nisparash and Nevi'im, Kovet V'Oinik. So he says, the din that we're supposed to have covered Shabbos and Oynik Shabbos were taught us by the Nevi'im, Shenemar, the Karosel Shabbos Oynik, L'Kadosh Hashem Mechubet. So certainly the Rambam has established that both Oynik Shabbos and covered Shabbos are very crucial as part of our Shabbos experience. But now, the Rambam continues in Halacha Hei, Mesad Adosh Shulchan HaBerev Shabbos, you have to eat Friday night, even if you only need kazayas. Became a saddle of Matzah Shabbos. Vein Sharchal Kazayas, the Rambam speaks about Matzah Shabbos. Kedei lechabdoi, bekenisosa b'tziyosoi. V'tzorach l'sakim b'esim b'yoyim, b'nei kvayda Shabbos. The Rambam says you have to prepare your home Friday, that it should be neat and clean, l'kavad Shabbos. Says the Rambam further, v'yiner dolok v'shulchan aruch, you have to light a candle, and prepare the table, lechol meet the mitzvahs, and the seats prepared, shekol elul kavod Shabbos. So here we have a different Rambam. The Rambam a moment ago from Parakeh says that the mitzvah of lighting the candles is because of oynik Shabbos. And here the Rambam says it's kavod Shabbos. So just like when we quoted Rashi, we seem to see that Rashi has a question. Is it kavod Shabbos or oynik Shabbos? In the Rambam, we see it much more clearly. We see in the Rambam much more clearly that there's really two concepts of lighting candles, Oynik Shabbos and Kavod Shabbos. So I saw that they say in the name of Rav Chaim Brisker that there really is no question. Both Rambams are correct. All of the Rashis are correct. You know why? Because when it comes to light Shabbos candles, you have to have Oynik Shabbos and Kavod Shabbos. You have to have both. And what will be the nafkamina? There'll be another number of nafkaminas. What will be the halacha if you already have a candle on? So if you have the candle or lights on, in our world, in fact, I saw the Paiskim say that the Gemara says that the candle of Shabbos supersedes the candle of Chanukah. So the Paiskim say that this question really isn't that relevant, Bezman HaZeh. Because Bezman HaZeh, we have lights in all the room. So, but the ever that could be the Ner Shabbos, and we'll speak about that more later. But the point is that if you have your light on, so you have your Oynik Shabbos, but that doesn't take care of the issue of Kavod Shabbos. What Kavod Shabbos says is that yes, you have light, your home is well illuminated, but you also have to put on candles l'Kavod Shabbos. And what it also teaches us, on the other hand, is just because you put on candles on your Shabbos table in your dining room, so certainly you fulfill the obligation of Kavod Shabbos, that you lit candles l'Kavod Shabbos. But if the rest of your home is dark, v'tiznach mishalom nafshi, and you can't see in your house, and that, as the Gemara teaches us, brings to a lack of shalom bayis in your home, then you haven't fulfilled Neir Shabbos either. Because maybe you did the Kavod Shabbos of lighting the candles l'Kavod Shabbos by putting on those candles on your Shabbos table, but you haven't done the other mitzvah of Oynik Shabbos, that the house has to be properly lit and you shouldn't stumble all around your home as you have Shabbos in your home. And actually, the Mefarshim say that that's pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says, we have in our Gemara a machlokes, a discussion between Rava and Abaya. Rabbi Shmuel, the Mishnah said, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shmuel said, "Ei madlikim be'itroim b'nei kfoy Shabbos." You're not allowed to light, you're not allowed to use itron on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, "My Tama, what's the covered Shabbos that you lose?" Answers the Gemara, "Amar Rava metoyk shereichoy ra, gzeira shemiyenechena v'yetzei." We're concerned that since the itron gives off a foul odor and it's burning on your Shabbos table, you're not going to want to remain there. You'll leave. Amar Abaye v'yetzei. So Abaye says, "So let him leave." Amale sha'ani oimer hadlokas ner b'Shabbos chayva. So all the farshim try to understand this dialogue between Rav and Abaya. Abaya doesn't agree that we have to light Shabbos candles. Didn't we say at the beginning of the shir that it may be a chiv deraisa? Didn't we say at the beginning of the shir that if it's not a chiv deraisa, it's been a custom in Klal Yisrael from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu? How do we understand this dialogue between Rav and Abaya? It could well be that this discussion that we're having now is exactly what was the dialogue between Rav and Abaya. Abaya held that the purpose of Neir Shabbos is Oynik Shabbos. We should have light in the home. Doesn't really mean covered Shabbos. It just means Oynik Shabbos. And therefore, if you lit your candles, you fulfill the covered Shabbos. You won't be able to sit in the room where those candles are burning. It doesn't bother us because there's a mitzvah of covered Shabbos which you have fulfilled. Rav says, the lighting the candles isn't just because of covered Shabbos. Lighting the candles is also because of Oynik Shabbos. And if you're going to light that type of candle that's going to cause that in the room that you're sitting, you wouldn't be able to sit because the Itron gives off a Reichai Ra, so then you've defeated the other purpose of lighting candles Shabbos, the purpose of Oynik Shabbos. And therefore Rav said that the Itron cannot be used, and Abaya said it isn't an issue, because Abaya held that the only purpose of lighting the candles is strictly covered Shabbos.